Monday, September 16th, 2024, Board of Commissioners meeting at 3 p.m.
Our Dakota County Commissioner meeting. Start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. We'll go ahead and take attendance.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Present.
Bob?
Here.
Troy?
Here.
Public comment. Now would be time to make public comment if you want to talk about anything that is not on today's agenda. So if there's anything that you'd like to speak to that's not on our agenda today, now would be the time to step up. All right. Doesn't look like we have any. We'll go to consent agenda items. Approval of previous minutes from September 3rd, 2024. Approval of payroll claims September 1st through September 14th, 2024. Approval of payroll account payable claims. Approval of monthly account payables claims. Approval of official reports, register of deeds, county clerk, and district court. Came in earlier. I went through time cards, went through all of the different accounts payable. There are two that I pulled out. One of them is something that we'll talk about after we go through the consent agenda items, and another one is an ARPA-related deal that we'll address here in just a little bit. The two that I pulled, it'd be time to anybody make a motion.
I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda items, negative the two that we're going to be discussing here at a later time.
Second.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
You're not Troy? Present?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep. The first one that I pulled out was from M.E. Collins. They're the ones that redid our bridge decks in Jackson and Homer. Originally, they came to us a while back and said, well, we're not going to need as much concrete as we thought we were, and had cut it a little bit. Well, in the end, they wound up needing that back, so we are in arrears of $6,003.45. So I just wanted to discuss that with all of you to make sure that that's something that we wanted to get taken care of and go from there.
I would think so. So if they originally said they wasn't going to need as much, okay, we didn't know what that dollar amount was, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, then they needed more, and then all of a sudden the bill is $6,000 more than what it originally was.
No, so the first change order that came through that the board did approve was for $6,400 less. So that was approved, so it reduced it. And then when they finished everything, it ended up being
$6,000 and some change.
$6,300.
Yeah. So it was almost back
about the original bill.
Okay. Yeah, I don't. That's a for unseen thing that you don't really can't predict. So I wouldn't have a problem. Can I make a motion to approve that? I would.
I'll second.
Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
So that's approving the change order. So now do you want to approve the actual?
Yeah, so then let's go ahead and I'd make a motion to approve the claim to M.E. Collins Contracting for the work done on the jacks and then Homer work deck, bridge deck.
Yep, I'll second that then.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes, ma'am.
Brian?
Yep.
New business. Board to approve or not approve an increase in the base restricted funds for 2024-25 county budget by an additional 1% or $66,976.33 for a total increase in restricted funds in the amount of $255,845.57.
$849.57?
Yep, $849.57.
Yes, sir. It's kind of a formality every year, it seems like, we go through this. So, yeah, I would make a motion to approve that 1% and the dollar amounts. Do you want me to read the dollar amounts, or are we good?
We're good.
Okay.
I'd second that.
Yes, sir.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Board to approve or disapprove Resolution 24C-023 for the adoption and appropriations of the proposed 2024-25 county budget.
Looks like it all went well, right?
Yeah, I thought that the department's heads were all really responsible. I really did.
And you know what, usually...
They are.
I think everybody's conscientious, and I've said this every year that I've been on this board, and I know for, you know, the 8 years that, you know, I was, you know, sat with, you know, on the committee, that the people are in the county, and the elected officials are very conscientious about everything. And obviously we know the time that we're in with monies and et cetera. So, they do a great job, and I would make a motion on the resolution 24C-023 of setting the property tax request.
I'd second that.
You like that?
Good job. All right.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes, ma'am.
Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Cherise glasses I'm wearing right now. I see that. Feel good on me?
Yeah, amazing.
All right, it's 3:07, and we're going to have a public hearing for the purpose of hearing support, opposition, or criticism, suggestions, or observations of taxpayers related to settling the final tax request at a different amount from the prior year's tax request. So at this time, would anybody here like to speak in support of the new budget? Anybody like to speak in opposition of the new budget? Any criticism of the 2025 budget? Any suggestions or observations? All right, at 3:08, we'll go ahead and close the hearing. Board to approve or disapprove Resolution 24C-024, setting the county property tax request at $8,241,966.08, an increase of 10.53%.
Okay, I would like to make a motion for the July 1 of 2024 to... June 30th, 2025, for the budget of the $8,241,966.08. And thank you. Listen, I also want to thank you guys for sitting down and taking the time, because it takes a lot of time to go over that and to filter things out and do what you need to do and spend the time with everyone. So thanks for to you, and it was you and Bob, right, Mark?
Yeah. Yeah,
I appreciate you guys taking the time to do that, because it is time-consuming.
And Cherie.
Absolutely, Cherie, yeah. And I know that some other people stepped in and helped out.
Yeah.
But it takes a group of people to do that. And like I said, there's nothing easy about it. Mm-hmm. There's nothing easy about it. You think that you just got a pot of money and everybody just requests this and that's what you give them and that's it. It doesn't work that way. Okay, I get it. But thank you to everyone for doing that.
Thank you.
And let's say a little prayer right now that it works out between now and the end of next year.
Yeah.
That's a Texas size 10-4 right there.
Yeah.
Second.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yeah. E, board to review and award bid for Lackawanna Drive Road Project and approve chair to sign contract.
Hey, Brett. Brett, how's it going today, kid?
Going well. Good afternoon, Board of Commissioners. Brett Langley with Civil Engineers and Constructors, 1270 South Derby Lane, North Sioux City, South Dakota. CEC took bids on September 10th. We received four bids in total. Three of which were below the engineer's estimate, one just above. All four bids were correct in their amounts and totals. Also, all four were responsible bidders. We recommend awarding to Sioux City Engineering in the amount of $1,259,995.00 as the lowest responsible bidder. I didn't put down a dollar value for how far below the engineer's estimate it was, but that is our recommendation today, and that was the results of the bid we got.
I got a couple questions for you.
Sure.
I know that we got the packet from your firm, stating that once it's awarded, okay, you people as engineers, you guys will be overseers, okay, and there's dollar amounts on the overseers, of what you oversee, I should say. How much time normally in a job like this, and you've done a lot of them, would you guys spend out there?
It varies depending on the type of work. You can be anywhere from half time to full time, usually, I'd say. We set this one right in the middle there, I'd say, at about 30 hours a week, and we estimated 8 weeks for the length of this project. So that's a little less than the amount of working days that the job has with it, but we set that a little bit higher at the start, assuming they could get done a little bit faster, and then leaving options open as well for contractors who may not be ready at this very second to start the job and help keep costs down. But in general, yeah, we estimated 30 hours a week for this job over the course of 8 weeks, and that's what our fee was based on. We were not assuming, at least, that contract was being approved today for the inspection services, just getting that to you guys this morning, but wanted to get it to you for discussion purposes.
Okay.
So it's going to be a 8 week, whenever we start, 8 week, you're thinking to completion?
Yes, so we estimated that amount of time for inspection services, but it's a billed hourly, not to exceed total, so it's basically for services 82? Rendered. Yep. And that's a not to exceed amount unless we've got written authorization to go above that dollar value.
But if they do it, if they happen to do it in 4 weeks, then?
Correct, yep.
It would save.
We'd be maxing out somewhere a bit beneath that. And that scope of services also includes construction staking services as well.
Okay. All right. So here we are. We're at the point that we can make a motion of what we need to do or what we want to do and where our next step is, correct? Anything else from you?
Not unless you guys have any questions.
Okay. I appreciate you doing everything that you've done.
Yep.
We've looked at all the bids, obviously, and there's two bids that are neck and neck with each other, okay, which is $13,132.82 difference, okay, from the lowest bid to Steve Harris Construction. Steve Harris Construction has done a lot of work for Dakota County, okay, he's done phenomenal work. I know that their ability to carry out the work is tremendous, because like you said, he's done a lot for us. The quality of work, the time frame and the schedule for Steve Harris, he's always completed the jobs way earlier. Obviously, Mother Nature has a little bit to play in that. And I believe that myself, that the with it being relevant, that the advantage for the county is the engineering cost for Steve Harris. Meaning him doing the work that he's done for us, a lot of jobs, and I think that the county's advantage is we're going to save a lot of engineering costs for whatever the time frame that it takes for him to do that, because of the oversight of knowing what, you know, his ability and his workmanship is. So, with that said, okay, I would make a motion to accept the Steve Harris the construction for their bid for $1,273,127.87 is what my motion would be, just because of the facts that what I'm looking at in the previous time frame, and mainly, you know, the staking and et cetera, that we know what's going to take place and the money that we're going to save on the other end of the engineering costs. So that's my motion.
Brad, just a question on on the your involvement with the work. And Scott mentioned Steve Harris or whoever it may be. So you oversee them on the project, and you would, no matter who the bid was with.
Correct.
So your costs would not be any different if it was A, B, or C.
So yeah, what the contract that we submitted, it would be the same regardless of who the contractor was here. I believe what Scott is saying is that the amount of time that we would expend would be less with the other contractor, so that we would not be using the entirety of the contract. We're going to submit it for what we feel the project will take to do, and it's possible another contractor will get that done faster and require less time on our part. Mm-hmm. The way we submit it, though, and put it forward is what we think the job would take to do.
Okay.
And then what's the time frame? Is there a time frame on completion?
60 working days.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's no hard and fast completion date itself.
Yeah, 60 working days. Okay. Well, I would second Scott's motion.
What's the start date? Is it something that they're going to get done this year?
I believe so. The amount of working days that are there are enough that could carry it into next year, but I don't think the job is going to take quite that long. It ultimately falls to the contractor's means and methods, and they're certainly allowed to use that full 60 working days if they want to.
So my next question is, whoever wins this award, do you have preliminary sheets to give him right now to say dirt work time, let the good times roll? Are you guys in that stage right now where you can hand them off to whoever gets it and they can start? If they had the people and to do it right now, they could go to work on it right now.
So the entirety of the project should be completely buildable from the plans and specs that they already have. As far as construction staking or doing some other kind of surface work to set up GPS equipment for the project, the majority of that is created for the surface work and won't take very long, but a couple of days probably to produce once we're given notice.
Okay.
And then staking is a matter of our surveyor's schedule, but usually we're responsive within 48 hours of somebody requesting construction staking.
So basically, within a week's time, whoever this is awarded to can go.
We should always be responsive within that time frame.
Okay.
Yes.
Legitimate.
All things considered, yeah.
Yep.
Unless somebody is sick and out for 2 weeks, and even then we'd find somebody to do it still.
Right, so. I understand.
Okay. Another question, or just point. So one of the things that we look at as a board is also the past performance of a contractor. Have we ever had any issues with Steve Harris prior that you know of, Scott or Marty or anybody?
To my
on
recollection,
any projects?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
And the other thing is, you got to. I do remember there was a dip on C Avenue when that was done in 2011, and the dip when Steve Harris Construction did that, they did the job and they got it, it was done sooner than later. It was from 48th Street mm-hmm. to Dakota City. They got it done sooner than what expected, and the dollar amount came in less than. And I'm not saying this is going to be the case here, but I'm saying it came in less, but there was a dip, and what happened was Mid-America Energy went down there and did some boring underneath, and it made it go down. Mm-hmm. And, of course, everybody wanted to point, but it had nothing to do with that. And we just had that fixed just a couple years ago. Yeah. But anyways, no. To my recollection, there's never been an issue. And the beautiful thing is I think with if there ever is an issue, I think that they would be out there before the county people would be out there to make sure that it was done properly.
And the one thing that comes to mind is the blizzard we had, you know, a little over a year ago. We had 15-foot drift out the back of the courthouse. 270th was closed all the way to Emerson, and we were looking for outside contractors, and they were there the next day and helped us a lot, did a lot of work for us.
Well, and that's good to know. And the only reason why I bring it up is because I couldn't think of anything that anybody ever said that Steve Harris had done that was substandard.
Yeah.
Well, and I think I thank Steve for helping us when I seen him, when I come across him one day at a restaurant, and I thanked him, and he's like, I got to tell you, he says, for what I paid for chains and what the chains I wore out, he says, I kind of went in the hole, he says, on the deal. Exactly what he said. Mm-hmm. He says... But anyways, that's
all I have.
No, okay. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so Scott made the motion, Marty seconded. Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
No.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, you know who you reach out to. Have a good day. Thank you for everything.
Yeah, as far as the inspection contract, if we need to bring that back at the next meeting, I assume we can do that. Just authorized or whatever, we can begin the work ahead of here. Make sure to keep everybody in motion.
All right.
Sounds good. Thanks. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you all.
Yeah, appreciate it.
And approve the chair to sign.
Okay, then as a second part of that, it's giving the chair approval to sign the contracts. So if you want to redo your motion.
Okay, I'm going to redo my motion, okay, to accept the Steve Harris Construction, Inc. at the $1,273,127.87 for the Lake Iwana Road Project, with also with the approval for the chair to sign the contracts. And you second it, so here we go again. Okay.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
No.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Yep. Don Bosque, Treasurer, requesting approval of Resolution 24C-025 permitting additional pledge securities.
Hello.
Hi, Don.
This resolution is for securities due to the influx of the property taxes payments that we received. Happens every year. And
though I will say this year, with the interest rates being as high as they were, it did generate significant monies to the county.
Yes, it did. So. Helps a lot.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
It's about the only thing it helped, right?
Well, hopefully they don't get rid of inheritance tax.
Right. Mm. Okay, yeah, it's a formality. 24C-025. I will make a motion.
Second.
All right, Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Don't go through the portal.
You're not going anywhere.
I thought you were leaving. I was like, what's going on here? Hang on.
Don Bosque, Treasurer, to verify report on distress warrants to the county board and make an itemized report covering the amount uncollected.
Okay, the first page just reiterates what was given to our office from the sheriff's office regarding the distress warrants. The second page are the parcels that the sheriff's office is recommending being stricken, and the reasons are on the side under reason. There's three parcels there.
Okay.
I just need approval for that, please.
Pretty much the same old grind every year.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is fine.
Yep, yep. Everything has a lifespan.
So that's it. That's informational only, correct?
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you.
Yep.
And then treasurer to report on remaining parcels for county tax sale, delinquent and unsold parcels.
Is that this girl right here? Thank you for your glasses. Thank you.
They look good on you.
Do they?
They do. They really do.
The color?
I like the color.
Yeah, okay, good.
Okay.
Doesn't match my outfit. It's right up my alley. Make my wife mad.
Renting parcels from the county tax sale. Do I have any questions on that?
You know, I don't. I looked them over. I tried blowing it up on my phone when I was looking at everything. Some of them are so insignificant, it doesn't make sense. But at the same time...
If we could just get the GOX to get out of here.
Yeah, what's that?
Big Ox. If we could
right,
just get yeah. that parcel taken care of, that would be a lot of revenue.
I wonder what their long-term plan is, you know? I don't know
if they have one.
I'm sure they don't, but it just doesn't make sense. But
we used to get calls from attorneys when it got to be tax sale time, and we don't even get calls anymore wanting to know.
I know somebody bought the taxes the first year, but nobody has sense how this... Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Jesus, I don't know. You'd probably never get your money back, would you? More than likely not.
I don't know how you would, but well.
And I heard the building's like stripped down to nothing.
Oh, probably. I don't know. I don't go there.
I heard that somebody told me that somebody went in there and they
took all the copper. I heard.
Yeah, the copper and everything's gone. Everything's gone. But anyways, okay.
And Don, our treasurer to report a list of parcels eligible for foreclosure throughout the county attorney through the county attorney's office.
This is just something we do. Every year, parcels that are still out there that can be sold or become county tax sales. We did several of them last year. But Big Ox is not one you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And the other one is not a real big parcel either. So.
Okay. So we just go about our business on that chair. What do we do there?
It's hard to say that.
What's that?
Case law says it can be a taking now. So.
We'll just wait to get this direction from you guys to do anything with the second one.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. We'll have it looked into. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
When's your last day again?
October 11th.
October 11th?
Board to review and certify each office's notarized inventory statement of all county personal property in the possession of the office as valid and filed. The county clerk 23-347. Those items I glanced at, being taken care of, so they'll all be filed. The personal property or the county property that are in the individual offices, so just an inventory that we do every year.
Okay.
Mine's on letterhead, if I can.
Yeah, it says board to review and certify each officer's notarized inventory.
Certify.
Can you make a motion? Be on the same side.
What's that?
Certify.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion for the chair to certify the inventory statements of the county offices.
So right on. I'll second that.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Jolene's not here, doesn't look like.
You want me to do the report real quick?
Yeah, Scott, would you
run? Okay, here we go. We got from September 1st to September 14th, we got a total maintenance of 217.5 hours. Overtime hours was 6, tree removal, 0, bridge, 0. Culverts and road projects, 121 hours that was performed on M Avenue and 260th at Culvert. Mowing, they had 10 hours. I called BS on that, but anyways. Asphalt, 44 hours. The road drag, they did 19 hours. Gravel hauling, 19. It looks like they, for the hauled end, the yard for stockpile was 81.6 tons of washed rock.
Gravel hauling was 73 hours, not 19.
Road drag, 19, I said.
Yeah, you said gravel hauling.
Do you want to read this, or do you want me to read this?
I could read it for you.
Okay. Gravel hauling was 73 hours. Okay, and then we have a total of 518.6 tons of road gravel, which was a total of 600.2 total tons of gravel hauled. Okay, sign and barricading was 21 hours, weed spraying 0. Okay, and then road concerns was just grading only. Well, hold on. Grading was I Avenue and 190th, and potholes was on Dixon Path.
Hey, County Road Guy, I noticed in doing claims that we had purchased some gravel from a pit out of Norfolk that we hadn't used before. Is that a new pit that we're going to start to get gravel from?
We are looking at that. We're testing it out, making sure that it's going to work for us.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. I thought you were looking at him. You're looking at me. I'm backing up like, what's up? What's he looking at me for?
Read it.
Approve or deny free flu shots for employees at Dakota County Health Department. Another thing that we had done in the past.
Yeah, so, I've done it for years.
Yep. So I think.
Is that approval? I would say that I don't know how many people get it done, but I would, whoever wants it done for free here in the county, I would definitely say I'll make a motion to let them get their shots for free here at Dakota County Health Department. Yeah.
Bob, you seconded?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
I'm pretty sure that insurance pays for all that anyways if you went somewhere like to like a pharmacy.
I think most places.
Yeah, I think they do, but after you're at work, whatever.
Okay, let's discuss and approve or deny projects with monies from the ARPA plan. Before we start on that list, I guess we have this one here. Number one, approve or not approve engineering, Midwest Engineering, $16,350 to be paid using ARPA funds. We had discussed that in a previous meeting, and then we have now have the bill for that. That was the second item that I did pull out.
Yep.
I didn't want to go ahead and sign off on that until we had a chance to discuss that again, that run that through ARPA.
Is there really any discussion?
I don't think so. $16,350.
Okay.
To Midwest Engineering, Inc.
So that one there in particular, we got to... I'll make a motion to approve that. Like I said, it's just okay. Yeah.
Second.
All right. Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yeah.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes. Have you noticed something real quick before you move on? We give a little something to the sheriff and the jail that they wasn't expecting, and now they got a whole list of wish list things. Have you noticed that?
Interesting.
It's interesting, isn't it? I just noticed that. I'm thinking, huh, they got by with a little something, and then all of a sudden now they want the kitchen sink, too. Come on down.
I warned you.
Now, I got a really silly question.
Okay.
I was talking to somebody about the last, when Decker was here, the machine that, the fentanyl machine or whatever the case is. Somebody tried telling me that there's an entity, and you should be able to answer this, not the city of South Sioux City, the police department, but like it's in our hands locally. From is it from the feds or some other entity that we have our hands on that if we needed it? Is that true? Okay.
Does a task force have one? Yeah. I don't. Because okay. I talked to one of those guys, and he said they did.
So somebody
they did?
Didn't.
No, I didn't think they did.
Somebody told me they did.
From
can't
fentanyl.
Yeah. It'll test any type of drug. You can do it through a plastic bag or through glass. So we've had 3 incidences in the last 2 years where we've had deputies that have had them treated for fentanyl.
But anyways, I was just wondering if
Yeah, and I just had a jailer go, not just a few weeks ago, because he came in contact with something going through someone's property and ended up having to call rescue and go and get checked out.
That's a scary world we're living in.
It is.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, enough of that. What are you after today, Liz?
Just a few things. Just a few things today. First one is bringing up the body scanner. Again, the importance.
Can we reverse the order of yours?
Yeah, what do you want to do?
Let's just start from the bottom and work up.
All right, well, I'm going to call for the Smoky back. I have Jack Carlson here from El Barrio Energy. So he's going to help present this, and he'll be able to answer all the questions.
Okay. How are you doing, guys?
Good, how are you?
I have some folders. Am I allowed to approach you guys?
Yeah. Bad. You're allowed.
First time doing proceed. Something like this.
Here
you. Felt like I had to ask at least.
Thank you.
Look at this. It's even in Halloween. Ain't that cute?
Yeah, well, that was the other thing I was going to say is please forgive me for the awful colored folders here. This is all we had left.
No, it's
fine. yes, give me a second here, I apologize. Back in 2006, El Barrio Energy, we were formerly known as Control Management Inc. We still operate as Control Management Inc., just under the umbrella of El Barrio Energy. Back in 2006, we did the original HVAC installation, or for the HVAC system controls. And for those of you who are not familiar with HVAC controls, I would like to reference on the right-hand side of that folder, on the inside of the cage one, kind of all wonky printed off that way, but the side where I've got the highlighted pieces here, I drew that little pyramid in the top left-hand corner, and I'm going to try to keep this as very high level as I possibly can. There's really three main components of an HVAC system. So we got the BAS, which is commonly referred to as our global controller. Then we got our unit controllers and our end devices. So with the building automation system controller, that one is really the brains of the whole operation. Every piece of HVAC equipment in the facility, all the thermostats, all the pressure sensors, everything is getting pulled into that. And that is where guys like Tyler back there, who are the facility managers, where they go in and make set point changes, schedule changes, basically viewing the health of the whole facility. That is what is providing all that information for you guys. That has not been updated since 2006. Now, all the unit controllers throughout the facility, those over the course of the past 17 to 18 years, when we had issues, we were getting those upgraded. But the brains of the operation, that BAS, that is what one of our proposals is for. One of our recommendations is to get that upgraded. That, the one you guys currently have installed in the facility, that one is not even supported by our manufacturer anymore. So if something happens, not only is it going to be the price you're seeing on proposal on the left, but it's probably going to be about double or triple that. Because as of right now, since it is still alive and operating, we're able to pull all that programming knowledge that was built into it and put it into our new one. But without it, if it were to die today, lightning strikes, electric current fries it, it's going to be a heck of a lot more money. And then voice is cracking. Jeez.
Hey, do you have a software program that draws these
pyramids? It sure do. I was out of town this weekend and got late notice from her, so I was in the office today.
I just busted you.
Frantically trying to throw all this together for you guys.
No, I appreciate you getting it together for us.
Of course. So the other main issue, too, is the smoky back system. So on the left side with that proposal, we've got the base scope of work that covers the smoky back system. And so to my understanding, what had happened was there was four rooftop units that were replaced for the jail. And during that process, so you got to imagine when, say, there was a fire in the facility, your rooftop units are blowing all that fresh air and recirculated air back into your space, the programming for the system tells that fan to stop taking and providing new air into the space, and then it activates those exhaust fans to kick all that smoke out. Well, that is not working anymore due to the installation of those rooftop units. And so the base scope of work, it is basically commissioning, testing, making sure we get that operational again so you guys can pass your fire inspection this year. And then that alternate scope of work is what I was talking about with the obsolete building automation system. So it's, like I said, it's not something you'd want to wait to let it fail before getting it replaced, because then it's going to make it a heck of a lot more expensive.
Not accountable for.
Question.
No, you're good.
You said the something didn't work after the units were installed on the roof?
Do you remember that when, after we went through kind of round and round with Bosquet, that it wasn't hooked up, and then Odell Electric got involved, and...
We had to have the separate... Yeah. They did the separate connections with the whips on it, so they... Yeah, it was a big deal.
My question is, and I should know, and I don't know, and I can't, where are we at with that right now? Was that all rehooked up? And obviously, like he's saying, it would be a reversal. Is that what you're saying?
Reversal would mean
meaning if something did break out.
If we had a fire.
Yeah.
So this would be getting the system completely operational. And so back when Jesse was still part of the facility management team, we had worked with him. And so we thought the root of the cause was going to be the rooftop units, because there were like a lot of wires that were previously installed, that they unplugged all of them, and when they installed the rooftops, there was now wires basically sitting there not plugged into anything.
Right,
and so we,
exposed, I remember
that. So we did a project with you guys, I want to say it was about 3-4 months ago, and that was just testing the commissioning for those rooftops alone, and we got everything hooked up properly with the rooftop. Well, we thought that there was a chance that that was going to solve the communication issue with those exhaust fans and get the system back and operational. That was not the case, and so now this is going to be jumping down into like the root of the cause of the actual exhaust fans, tracking down the wires and making sure the relays are operational. So that's what that whole scope.
I know that they've been fighting. They've been fighting that system over there for years and years. Are we pretty confident that at the end of this process that they're going to have better control over that?
Absolutely.
So the nuts and bolts. Get to the point. What's this going to cost? Okay. You can show us all these diagrams. It means nothing.
Yes, I apologize.
But yeah, that's fine.
No, don't apologize.
You got
some of us find that interesting.
Right. No, and I don't. Okay. I don't find it interesting.
Which is funny because 3 years ago I didn't either. But now that I've
right now, you know what you're looking at. I don't know what you're. When I opened it up, I was like, "What's this guy trying to do to us right now?"
Yep. That's why I was trying to explain. I was like, "That first page, it's probably means nothing to you guys." But, well, if you see on the third page of that proposal, the base scope of work is that the smoke evac system, getting that back and operational, that is $10,364. And then for the BAS system, getting that obsolete, removed and replaced, getting the graphics updated for them. In addition to that, training, perfect timing with Tyler, kind of being a new hire and getting an understanding with the system, that is going to be $32,706.
And that will include, at the time of installation, some time spent with Tyler.
Yes.
And then also the support if he has.
So on the...
Tyler, you good? Things going decent over there?
Yeah, it's Todd, but yeah.
Todd.
Yeah, that's...
Apologize.
So when we're done, if we're done with this, everything will be plugged in.
All wires
will be going to a place where they're supposed to. I know, silly. So you're talking roughly $44,000 for both for the base and everything to get everything.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, this is the problem that we have with this. Okay, when this became public knowledge back in the day, okay, because everything that goes through here is public knowledge, and if we would have had an issue, okay, it would have been horrible. It would have been catastrophic.
Oh, for sure.
No question about it. So even now, knowing where we're at and the updating that needs to be done, and you don't have a crystal ball, none of us do. If we would go along with this, how long would we be in compliance for this?
Like, if this goes through and it's successful, we got that system operational, that would honestly be a question I'd have to ask her. I want to say it's every year you have to get your fire inspection done, and so at the end of this project, we have time allocated to schedule time for I want to say it's the fire chief, maybe whoever comes.
Fire marshal.
Yeah. So we have time allocated to come in here and do a testing, and we'd probably trigger. I don't know. They put a little smoke bomb or however that process works.
Right.
I've never gone through that myself, but we do have time allocated to sit down with him, make sure the system is actually operational.
This thing needs to be put to bed and gone away. Is what needs to happen, because like I said, this has been lingering over this board for some time. Like Marty said, I don't think for years it's been, but it became exposed to everybody, and it doesn't seem like it's been fixed in the right proper way and updated like it needs to be. The fact of the matter is, 07 was the jail when it was put together. I mean, that's been a moment ago.
Yes, a lot of change.
So things need updated.
Well, I'd make a motion that we approve with ARPA funds the additions, both Plan A and Plan B, to get everything up to snuff from, how do you pronounce your company name?
Alberio.
Alberio.
Nobody gets it right, so don't do that.
Alberio.
Albireo.
But anyways, the BAE, is that what you called that? The additional scope one?
Yeah, the, what are you saying, the BCM?
Is that what it was, BCM?
That, it's also weird. So that's like the name of the global controller that's currently installed. The JACE is what's now going to be installed in replacement of that one. The BMS is Building Management System, BAS, Building Automation System. They're all virtually the same thing. It's just engineers, you know, they like to do stuff like that.
Can you guys guarantee this will work?
Yes.
And how long before the system's out of date?
Say that
the
again.
System,
the new
program.
System that would be installed.
What was life expectancy of something like that?
And that's kind of what
it's
where I was going.
Yes. So it is, you can think of it as a computer. It's like a motherboard. With the little,
the day it's
it
made,
is a computer.
It's outdated.
Yes, thank you. I was just going to say that. It's outdated before it's ever installed.
Yes, it
so
is.
Way outdated.
We say anywhere from 6 to 8 years, 6 to 10-ish years is where we like to, where the manufacturer comes out with a new one, and there's usually a couple of years of grace period where they'll still support.
But
the
if,
last
everything's, if everything's hooked up properly, you're changing out the board. You're not, you know, all of the hardware and stuff to the different
yes,
systems.
We're using
done,
the wires. So. It's going to be the hardware is changing, and then we're going to update the graphics and make everything flow smoother.
It's $43,070.70
for the total price.
I didn't get any cents. What's 9 cents?
Okay.
I say I'd have to pull up my calculator for that one.
Whatever. It's roughly $43,070, and I think it's 70 cents. I think it is. We just want to clarify the dollar amount with his motion is all we want to do.
Absolutely. Awesome. Any other questions?
If I didn't have any questions, they would be dumb questions, so I'm just going to
there's
shut
no such
up.
Thing as dumb questions.
No, in this situation, there's a dumb question. I promise you.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for your time. Seriously.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
We don't have a second yet.
I got
a second.
Okay. I'll third it. Is this what you think? Are you present?
Bob?
Yes.
Roy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
You're still here?
Yep.
Now
okay,
what?
So hold on. Hold on. Before we do anything, we know how much money is in ARPA right now, so we need to subtract $43,000 so we can. Because
how much is left? I really don't know how much is left.
I don't. I do, but go ahead.
I'll talk to you later.
You don't need to know how much is left because you'll be coming back every week.
I'm just trying to get our building up to where it should be.
Right, I know,
a little
I know.
Bit safer
it's
for
a good
everybody.
Thing. I'm playing. The body scanning thing again? Is
nope,
what you want
nope,
to talk about?
No, we nope, gotta, we nope. Got a walk-in cooler.
Oh, the cooler.
Yeah, our cooler door's been shutting rough for a few years now, and it's Todd's looked at it a few times and stuff, and it's to the point now where it's not sealing properly, which is eventually going to start
okay, so
problems.
Time for a little love there. Todd needs a new...
Yeah, we've been trying to get by with this.
Yeah.
We actually replaced the door seals on it, the door latch has been replaced, and the previous guy before we put a makeshift latch on it. Right now, the skin of the door is actually coming apart, so it's you know, once that happens,
you're
done.
Yeah.
So you're talking $4,634.55 to, for what?
A new door installed.
Yeah.
A new door installed?
Yep, yeah. That's the door plug, the hardware, that's all labor.
Everything else is
everything.
Good with it?
Yep, the floor is holding up, so we had the new cooler floor put in because that was given away on us. The cooler units, those are doing what they're supposed to do, so.
Go get that replaced and some start falling. Mm-hmm. Stuff will go bad.
Oh, yeah,
I'll
absolutely.
I'll make a motion to approve that. Do the cooler door.
46,
34, 55? Yep.
I'll second the cooler door.
Thank you. Roy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yeah.
Scott?
Money's going fast, yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Here comes the next one. Oh, boy.
What do you got?
This body scanner. I have a couple different bids. Because the first one that we had, their price has gone way up. So I've reached out to Tech 84 also, which they support quite a few jails here in Nebraska. The unit's a little bit smaller. The previous one would fit in our booking area. This one's just a little bit smaller even. So getting inmates in and out of it is going to be a little bit easier than the previous one. It's cheaper. It's still the same 2.5 days of on-site training and everything. They'll come down, so that's all included. Turnaround time on the Tech 84 one, you could have it within 4 weeks, they think.
Why do they both say Tech 84?
Yeah, they're two different bids.
Yeah, I've got the man sourcing.
I see that, the 13 months.
She's a new one, so the one she just received.
I reached out to them today because I had a question about the warranty on it. They did have at the bottom where if you buy additional warranty, that it was $8,900. So I talked to them today, and that drops down to $8,000 a year if you buy 5 or more years at the time of purchase. So if you get 5 years, it's $8,000 a year instead of $8,900. If you don't buy any additional warranty, their current rate right now is $10,900.
So what is this for? What are we doing with this? What is this? The scanner
is we would scan everyone that comes in and then leaves our facility. It checks to see if they have anything in their person, or even it's just an extra step on top of the physical pat-down that we do, so nothing is missed. It would save us needless or useless trips to the hospital for someone saying they swallowed something and then they didn't, or if they don't tell us. We ran into that a couple times. You know, a few hours later, they're in our holding cell, they're super sick, we have to rush them to the hospital because they did ingest something before they came in. So this does an internal scan of everything so we know inmates are safe, officers are safe, nothing's coming in or intern leaving the facility that's not supposed to be.
Who uses this in the state?
We have... Currently, just in Nebraska, there's Adams, Buffalo, Keith, Lincoln, Phelps, Saline, Sarpy, Seward, and Scottsbluff are all utilizing Tech 84, the bun. There's lots of them in Iowa that are using some form of body scanner also. So Pottawatomie, Woodbury, O'Brien.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but some of those counties are pretty small. They probably don't have very big jails, do they?
No.
That's what it's weird.
I find that odd.
And there's a couple jails even that people have wanted them so bad they've given outside donations and stuff even to get these.
I didn't hear Lancaster on that.
Not necessarily for Tech 84. I don't know.
They might have one. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because some jails can, like Woodbury, we wouldn't be able to use whatever model they have because it's an actual belt that slides them through it. So we don't have a space big enough for something like that.
So the selling point for the gel is, obviously, you said that if they came in with something or if they have something internally in their body that shouldn't be there, it's going to detect everything. It's going to show everything.
It's going to show everything.
It's almost like a...
It's an x-ray, more or less.
It's an x-ray, basically, what it is.
Yep. Save you some medical bills, maybe?
Yes, because like I said, you have some that they think they're going to get out of jail if they say they swallowed something. No, you're not. We're just going to take you. We're going to pay for you to get checked out to find out you really didn't do anything and bring you back. So then we have that expense. Or like I said, it saves us a catastrophic hospital bill because they did and did not tell us, and then they're super sick, and we have to get them up there as quick as possible. And then
it's too late to get them there to get things taken care of and just do their system. Correct. Or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, and it's a whole new world over there right now, the amount of drug charges and stuff. We just had someone trying to send mail in, trying to mark it as legal mail, but we knew that lawyer didn't actually send us legal mail that way, and all the papers were laced with THC and stuff. Wow. So we had to send them all in for testing. Like, they're getting very creative, and it's, yeah.
How long are these prices good for?
This bid, I believe, is till November, November 4th he gave us this one for.
I was just going to say, I'd like to wait for a little while just to see what would come up for bids on the roads and whatever else is needed. I'm not saying we don't need this, but personally, I'd like to wait for a little while before we decide to
What I'd like to do is I'd like to have somebody say, hey, I'll be the guy to call the places in Nebraska that are using it just to get a report. Bob, would you be interested in doing that for us?
Sure, I'll reach out to him.
I can do it.
You want to do it?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you
all right,
want
Brian.
This then, Brian? Yep. The list of...
Yeah. Yeah, why don't we do that, and then in 2 weeks we'll come back and talk about it, and we should have some engineering pretty soon. Troy, when do you think? Probably the next 2 or 4 weeks?
Probably the next month, I would say.
Okay, so...
To be realistic.
Get them on board. So, yeah. And we'll look exactly where we're at on ARPA by our next meeting. We'll know exactly where we're at. And, I mean, the world isn't going to change for the better. I mean, it's definitely
it's
a thing.
Like, our numbers are just not... We're running full capacity all the time right now. I said even had a couple times where we're housing our own inmates out even. So it's not slowing down for us.
Is that something that's happening all over the country, not just here?
Yeah, county jails, they're filling up.
They're filling up all over. Okay.
Yeah.
People have been talking about solving that problem since Cain killed Abel, and they haven't figured it out yet.
Yeah, we used to be excited when we dropped below 100. We're like, all right, and it's not happening anymore.
Don't blink, because it'll be back right over 100 again.
Yes.
All right, buildings and grounds.
All right.
Thank you.
Are you guys both coming up?
Oh, yeah, but let's bring the other guy up. I've never met him before.
Oh. What's that?
Put that on.
Yeah, put that on for next time. Why don't you guys go ahead and introduce yourself? We know some of you. No, you haven't been introduced. You probably haven't been introduced to everybody.
I'm Todd
Yule. Yep, Todd Yule. He's our new maintenance supervisor guy over at the jail mainly, but helping everywhere. They're crossing back and forth. So sounds like everything's
good. I've seen you here. I was like, I wonder who he's with. When you walk into a boardroom, you always wonder.
My kids love the supervisor title. It's specialized almost no other maintenance guys.
Okay, so you guys have some bids for some of the work that we're looking to do, right?
Yes. This is just the electrical.
Yeah.
That we're talking about, and we want to separate it out, the motor vehicles.
Okay.
And then we have all the bathrooms, and then we have. Legal.
County Attorney's Office.
They need a whole bunch of work.
Yeah, they do.
They have areas that really aren't even safe, honestly. Don't know why it's been that way for so long. Maybe you've never heard about it, so here we are.
Okay, so what we have here is just the Roham one, right?
It is.
This is it. So basically you have the county office repair, door release, wire replace, the corridor lights. The total labor and material is $1,857.72.
That's for legal.
That's for the legal part, yep. And you have the Dakota County, the bathrooms, right? Materials, okay. And
motion switches.
Yep, the switches, and then the 1120-2309, and then you go down to the Dakota County testing add outlets for computers, cameras, installing new lighting, move fans.
Yeah, that's the motor vehicle.
Okay.
I don't know why you put that in there, but
so Rodney, would that cover all of the wiring that we need in there, the different wiring we need in there for them to run all of their different equipment?
Yes.
So okay. You're talking DMV?
Yeah.
DMV.
Okay. To move them.
And we know where those drops need to be and everything.
Yes.
They've kind of walked through it with you and said what they want.
Yep.
All right.
And Troy was there in during that meeting. So,
is the state obligated to any costs?
I don't know, sir.
For the DMV?
I don't know about that.
Are we just providing them
I think we have to. We just have to provide them space. I know that from Cherie. Yeah. That I've heard her say that before. But I don't know about the cost. That's a great question.
I think we're required to provide them that space, so that would be their expense, I would imagine.
Really?
Our expense. Because, you know, we looked at, you know, possibly cutting an extra door out back there. You know, it doesn't take long to start doing that to go over the costs we're going to have here. Plus, then we'll have a nice room down at the end that maybe, you know, somebody can move into someday.
They'll find a home for somebody.
So the bottom one is the DMB, correct?
Right. It is. That is it.
So, and that's fine. So what's the
that's
plan?
That's the bathrooms.
Right. What's the plan for the bathrooms then? Because this is just
the electrical.
That's just the electrical.
Right.
So there's we haven't really completed, you know, any kind of scope of work for the bathrooms.
But we can do these small.
We can do the electrical upgrades. Updates.
Yes. It won't interfere with the remodel of the.
Correct.
It'll obviously make the bedroom smaller.
So basically, what happened was when I got Ryan here, we took him through each and every place that we needed work done. So that's not for any construction costs.
Kim, is this your ceiling tile?
Extravaganza?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
In your hallway, is that to fix that?
Well, all of those lights that they have, you know, the single little lights, they're all going away. They're going to be all flat panel halves.
After they get those, what are you going to do with your miner's caps that you use?
It's going to
save money on batteries.
So it's going to go actually down that entire hallway and to the right to finish it off.
Yep.
To the stairwell. And then we're going to drop power and the button to allow people in is exposed. And somebody was shocked, physically shocked.
Emma
was shocked from because it's exposed, you know. So that was something else that needs to get addressed.
There's a fire.
And are you getting bids on the bathroom work then, or work, the other work?
We haven't completed like the scope of work yet. So
once they get that, they'll put it out and get some bids.
Absolutely.
I got the million-dollar question of the day. Has Lou and what's her?
No.
They moved yet?
No.
No.
You have to talk to the building and grounds committee about that.
We're counting on you, Scott.
Something on me. Anyways, okay, so the total that you have done is $7,437.18 for Rohan. I'll make a motion for you guys to move forward and keep us updated on what's next, okay? That's my motion.
Second.
I'd let Brian second it.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Who's on buildings and grounds? You bet.
Brian?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
What are you guys waiting for?
Commissioner committee reports.
The LEC. Bob and I had a meeting there. Thanks, guys.
Thank
nice meeting you, Todd.
You bet. Thanks.
Bob and I had a meeting there. We talked about, obviously, the VOGA thing came up. They were... Mike, one of the members at large for the city, he asked where we were at, what our plan was with our...
VOGA?
No, not with VOGA, but with our LEC agreement. He denied that he did not put it on the agenda, because I immediately asked who put this on the agenda. I'm just curious, because we're in process and we're talking. But anyways... So we just need to keep that ball rolling, I guess, and figure out what our plan is there. We just talked about raises, the 3% raise for them. What else did we discuss?
Did you have that meeting?
This week I'm going to.
Kim and find out about the, because her part-time gal is working for the city now. Working full-time for the city.
Oh, so she's not with VOCA anymore?
Well, she
still is.
She still is, but we're just trying to figure out what her hours are, how she's going to...
Right.
She works at night a lot for ours.
For what she do.
Well, that was kind of a question.
I don't know. It's something at City Hall.
But anyway...
I think so.
Just filling in a couple things, Scott. And we talked about it before. The budget is... Their current budget is set... For Kim and the part-time gal, but November is when they find out about the next year, and that's the big cut. So Marty and Ryan, next year's budget.
Yep. And of course, everybody was asking, really wasn't asking, but talking about how can we cut or what are we after. You know, I think even talking to a couple of the city people afterwards, it's just like, you know, we're just looking to try to figure out that. You know, we don't really use the building. You know, we have Deanna there, and who's responsible for the VOCA tube? You know, the office.
Yeah.
You know, that's the question mark. And she would love to be able to go on somehow under the city budget time frame instead of ours, is what she would like to. That probably makes sense.
And when is the city's budget? Is it a?
It's October.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, there's just some. I'm going to sit down with Kim this week and talk to her about some things again.
Jim Hansen, yeah. And probably Kim Watson, too, at the end of the day. So just need to figure some things out with that type of thing.
Yeah. Kind of, and we'll get together here that maybe at the next meeting discuss putting a group together to go talk to the city with regard to the LACC.
Yeah. I just think that, you know, even after, and I even told Bob this and he laughed at me, the letter thing, the more I thought about it is because what happens is when once something is discussed and then it gets put on the back burner, okay, and then it gets forgotten about, and then all of a sudden that 360-some days goes by, and then all of a sudden you're like, holy, you know, we probably should have had this thing rolling because the letter would have got it rolling. And I thought of that when we were in the meeting. When I said that to him, he laughed at me. He wanted to call me a dumbass. I know he did, but that's okay.
No, never.
Yeah, to your face.
But anyway, yeah, right. Now, anyways, so I just want to make sure we stay on top of that if that's possible.
For sure.
Because it can get forgotten about.
Any other commissioner committee reports?
I have nothing.
No.
Nothing.
Mail or emergency business?
I did give you guys each, and you may have gotten this in your emails, the legislative meeting on October 7th, if anybody's interested in going to the upcoming legislative candidates. And then next Monday, September 23rd at 6 o'clock in South Sioux at Memorial Hall is the joint public hearing. And as you all know, Dakota County is on the pink postcard that you all probably received.
We did receive.
Oh, yes.
I've received 3-4 phone calls today regarding that.
Just the city and the county? Are you?
The city, the county, and then the Ponca School District, which just affects a few of those in the area.
And that's Monday at what time again?
Monday at 6.
And that's at the
just north of the city hall at the old fire hall.
The old fire hall.
Yeah.
Across the street from the new one.
Yep.
Okay.
Brian.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.